right, welcome to the WWE Podcast News Brief. And I only pop on here, again, when I feel like there is relevant content to share. And I kind of miss you guys. I don't know. I really want to be in front of the mic this week. So let's start out with something that is circulating around about AJ Styles potentially returning. Or I'm sorry, AJ Lee returning to pro wrestling. And there is some hope, albeit a very, very, I think, minimal amount for those that may be interested in seeing CM Punk's wife return to the squared circle. This came from an interview that was done on WFAN, Moose and Maggie. And Punk was asked during the interview, towards the end, if you want to go watch it, it's about a 20-minute interview. You can watch it on WFAN or probably on YouTube. And he was asked, you know, would you like, was there a potential return for AJ Lee in the cards? And Punk said this, I would love to see it. I get asked that question every single time I do an interview, and I love it. I absolutely love it. I don't think she wants to do it because she's a teeny tiny person and she has a bad neck. I think the shelf life for females in wrestling, wrestling a full-time schedule, is a lot shorter. It's a lot smaller than men. And I think she's so focused on what she's doing now, writing screenplays. She's working at a million different projects, being pulled in so many directions. I think she would probably maybe be receptive to the idea of coming back, but that can't even enter her vocabulary right now. She's so focused on the movie scripts and TV adaptation of a book she's working on. So it wasn't a definite no. And do you think that if CM Punk knew that AJ Lee was going to return, that he would even hint towards it? No, I don't think he would. My personal thoughts on this. I think we will see AJ Lee back in the ring on a one-off basis. I don't think it'll be in a full on a full-time basis. She does have a bad neck. She does seemingly have all these side projects that she's doing. So I think it would be an awesome moment and one that would elevate Punk even further to have his wife in there. Maybe in some kind of one-off tag team match with him and his wife versus, I don't know, whoever the heel he's facing and another female. That could be an epic, probably the biggest tag team match maybe of all time. Think about that. Think about that for a minute, as exciting as it is for CM Punk to be returning to the ring. And it is. I mean, tonight we have AEW All Out with CM Punk versus Darby Allin. So that is awesome in and of itself. But what about AJ Styles' return? What about her return to the ring? And again, tell me that this wouldn't be the biggest tag team match in the history of professional wrestling, at least in the modern era. You know, back, I'm not talking about when tag team wrestling was actually a priority in promotions. More about the last 25 years. This would be the biggest tag team match, my God, in our lifetime. So I think AJ Lee will return for a one-off with teaming with her husband, obviously probably in a victorious way. They'd get the win against whomever it may be. They get the feel-good moment, and she rides off into the sunset. I think that happens. What do you guys think? Do you think there's any chance of that happening? I don't know. All right. Well, let's talk about ratings. SmackDown ratings. So this past week on SmackDown, I know some of you aren't particularly interested in ratings, but I think it's definitely worth watching the ratings and numbers now more than ever, simply because of the fact that AEW is posing a mild threat to WWE. Again, they'll never put them out of business. No, I don't think either one will put the other out of business. And that's fine. That's what I want. I want more places to watch wrestling and different presentations of pro wrestling. But if you're interested in the numbers, Friday's episode of SmackDown drew an average of 2.14 or 2.15 million viewers. Hour one drew 2.14 viewers, and hour two went up to 2.15. And SmackDown also drew an average of a 0.6 rating in the 18 to 49 demo, which was number one for the night. This is down from last week's SmackDown ratings, which drew an average of 2.874 million with an average of a 0.65 rating in the 18 to 49 demographic. So this is the trend for SmackDown has been, and this is from January 1st, 2 million, 2.1 million, 2.2, 2.3, 2.3, 2.2, 1.9, 2.2, 2.1, 2.2, 2.1, and 2.1. And this is from a sampling from January to March. So SmackDown has seemingly kind of found a home around 2 million, and they once in a while dip below. That's from January to March. If you look beyond that, it dips below 2 million, 1, 2, 3, 5 times, but still levels at about 2. 2 million is about where they have been. And, you know, when I look back on previous years, this is a little bit concerning. The reason I say that is, yeah, they've leveled at about 2 million. So here is the 2020 average of SmackDown, 2.18 million. The 2019 average, 2.164 million. 2018, 2.35. 2017, 2.5. So there is a steady decline year over year, and it levels off between 19 and 20 to about 2.1 million. All this said, guys, enough of the numbers here. I don't want to bore you with numbers. I'm not a numbers person. But this really just means that it seems SmackDown has, I guess, found its home and found its limit at 2 million viewers roughly. And why that's important is because when you look at AEW ratings, they are on the increase steadily, and they beat out NXT on the Wednesday Night Wars and all that thing. All that was very short-lived. But AEW, a lot of it has to do with Punk, over the last several weeks, has spiked big time. And they've got about maybe half or 60% of the viewership that SmackDown does. But think about that. A company that came from nothing, nowhere, and has bursted onto the scene, has two-thirds of the viewership, roughly, that SmackDown does. That's impressive. And if WWE continues to let these stars go, and WWE or AEW picks them up, and AEW is able to do something with them, I think that AEW has got a legitimate chance at beating out SmackDown in the ratings, maybe in the next 1 to 2 years. It's possible, especially with the imminent debut of Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson. So just something that I'd like to point out there, if those of you that are interested in the actual numbers and things, it's interesting as hell. So, all right, let's move on here in the news feed, and let's talk about somebody that actually helped Omos, or Omos, depending on how you actually look at this, who helped him calm his nerves before WrestleMania, if you care about such things. This is actually a little article on Barstool Sports, Wrestling Inc., who, the reason I said Barstool Sports is that Omos sat down in an interview with Barstool Sports, and he was able to talk about the WrestleMania debut that he had, and he said, "Once I got to Mania, the first audience interaction was insane. Then after going out with the New Day, Xavier and Kofi, but going out there and having that match and the way that match played out, you know me, becoming champion on my debut, I just felt goosebumps on my back. It was magical." He said that basketball crowds in the NCAA don't compare, NCAA don't compare to wrestling crowds. I've seen the NCAA crowds go insane. I'll say that. So the person that actually helped calm his nerves backstage was Kevin Nash. So he said he saw Kevin Nash in the hallway and he had to bring me down to earth. My emotions were so up there because I never felt anything like that. When I got up there, it was the Thunderdome, which was fine there. I got used to it. I didn't know the experience of being on TV and doing live shows. Yeah. So cool. You know, Kevin Nash, in a very similar frame as Omos, was able to calm his nerves. It's kind of a silly story, but those little things I think are fun to talk about. All right. So what else is going on here? Let's talk a little bit more. A absolute bombshell of a possible return. and this is, believe it or not, The Undertaker. So this is according to WrestlingEdge.com, okay? And I believe this. I really do. I think they're fairly credible. WWE icon The Undertaker is reportedly set to make his return to the company. It turns out he'll be a part of next week's edition of Friday Night SmackDown from Madison Square Garden. The former seven-time world champion is officially retired after the final farewell, and he hasn't appeared in the company since. It's unclear if the dead man will be physically a part of the show. Well, we have been able to confirm this is, again, this is according to Planeta, I can't even say it, Wrestling. But quote unquote, we've been able to confirm that he will appear on Fox during the broadcast. Wow. So Brock's going to be there. Undertaker could be there. Seems like he will be. We have obviously Edge and Rollins part two happening. And WWE has also recently announced the return to Saudi Arabia, which is set to happen in October. Undertaker could be set to have, quote, one more match. We'll have to see if he returns to in-ring action. Oh, my God. Okay, so this, until I read this, you know, as I pulled it up just to see what was scrolling through the feed, I really had no idea that this was actually a part of the night, a part of the agenda for MSG. And I know they want to make it as big of a possible show as they can, given it's in Madison Square Garden. But man, Undertaker, I'm fine with Taker appearing, but I don't want one more match out of him. I'm sorry, I don't. I know that makes a lot of people upset. Some of you want to see Taker. I don't. I mean, I'm fine with him appearing, doing kind of a Stone Cold or Rock thing where he just, you know, hits his finish and calls it a day. But wow. What could he possibly be doing here? I don't know. So we'll definitely see a spike in ratings here, but I'm not big on him having a match, even especially in Saudi Arabia. God knows we don't need another Undertaker disaster in Saudi Arabia. He hasn't exactly been having the best experiences over there, to say the very least. So wow, they are stacking the card for Madison Square Garden next week. Absolutely stacking it. And you got to love the fact that USA is probably just seething right now. They get Brock next week. They get Becky Lynch. They get The Undertaker. They get a pay-per-view quality match in Edge versus Seth Rollins, among probably a bunch of other surprises. Man, this is like a mini pay-per-view next week. Jeez. Let me know what you guys think about this one. I really didn't know that until I just read it. Absolutely amazing. So that is my bit of a news brief here. There's a little bit more news here, but I'll wait to discuss that on my weekend review tonight. That'll be covering SmackDown very heavily and a little bit of Monday Night Raw along with more news. So thank you everyone for tuning in. As always, I'll talk to you next time.